ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Warning, warning, warning.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
This is Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Thank you. I know when there is a trouble and when there is not a trouble. And I can definitely tell you that there is a trouble. You may rest assured of that.
Here comes Lily, just a blowing up top. With a pretty black skirt and a long black sock. I'm so glad that Lily is here. Look at me, I'm grinning from ear to ear. Guys all around screaming, go, go, go. Watching little Lily as she steals the show. Hopping across the floor with the greatest of ease. Everybody knows she belongs to me.
Once again, not so much live, but I am here with another pre-recorded Strike the Box coming to you from WMFO and Midfield 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. And we just finished up there with some Mel Smith and the Knight Riders with Pretty Plaid Skirt and the Long Black Socks off the Sue record label somewhere around the 50s, maybe 53, 54. And fortunately, I haven't been able to find a date for that one. But we started things off with some Haley and the Crushers with her song Angeline. That's how I think you pronounce it. You can get that off of the Rumbar Records compilation called XOXOXO Volume 1. So please make sure you check that out. And some Nervous Eaters, our very own Nervous Eaters with Loretta. That was released, I believe, back in 1977. You can get it on the Eaterville Volume 1 LP. It's also on Bandcamp if you go to Nervous Eaters. And you can also get it off the Rhino Records compilation, the do-it-yourself Mass Ave scene. If you were tuning in last week and you were hoping for a three-hour show like everybody else was, you got rudely interrupted. Some student went in and decided to do their own show while my show was still playing, which is kind of a no-no, but shame on that person. Anyways, I have some good news. This was supposed to be a one-hour show. I've taken the third hour and put it toward the end of this show, so you'll have a two-hour show this week, so yay! Yes, all right. You know, enough of me rambling as I usually do. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box. 2 hours of freeform radio. Let's get back to the music.
We did what You think you're gonna please her, so you walk right up and tease her, but she walks right on by. You're scared to walk beside her, cause you're playing with the spider who possesses the sky. She got the greenbacks, not on mine. You gotta act tall, think big, if you wanna make a mark in her book. Gotta get ahead, get a car, fancy clothes on, she throw you right off of her hook. Here's a news you are, but one is you back garden scene. Gotta make like a shot to be clean. Something bad on your mind, take my tip, get on out, take my tip, get on out. You can't give all you got to take something bad. If won't you put your right up on the bed with some others in mind, take my tip, get on out, take my tip, get on out. Think you're gonna please her, so you walk right up and tease her, but she walks right on by. You're scared to walk beside her, cause you're playing with the tiger who possesses the sky. She got the greenbacks, my oh my. You gotta act tall, think big, if you wanna make a mark in her book. Gotta get ahead, get a car, fancy clothes, or she'll throw you right off of her hook. Here's the news, you are but one fish in the back of the sea. Gonna make like a shark to be free. Something bad on your mind, get it off, take my tip, get it off, take my tip. You can't give all you have to take something back before she puts you right up on the rack with some others in mind. Take my tip, get on out, take my tip, get on out, take my tip, get on out, take my tip, get on out.
How do we know it's not a fake? It looks like a fake.
Well, one thing we know, you're no fake. You're a genuine idiot.
Thank you.
Below. Over puddled streets of asphalt, the cortege treads slowly by. A design had once graced the black fall, the rainfall dissolved all the dye. Guessing, expressingless faces that paces the streets of monotony game. Beggars underbidding for Park Place, the community chess is profane. By the tracks of the B&O Railroad, Derrick's erected the wooden hotel. I look at the bank, I'm elated to tell the director is doing so well. Then the ground dried and hardened after the clown died in Marvin Garden. Dissolved in the chronic rain, the circus enacting its final act as I stare past the dust on the pane. I scrape off the dust with my shirt sleeve and watch pallbearers dressing in plaid. The hotel has been recently purchased by a lion trainer that's gone mad.
XTC, senses working overtime. I don't know how your hearing sense is today, but again, on my street, they're tearing it up! God! It seems like every week. Anyways, Senses Working Overtime came off their album English Settlement from 1982, the Virgin label. We started things off with the Jack Lights, with Eat the Young, that you can get off of Red on Red Records, so please make sure you check out the Jack Lights. That's off of their EP called Drift. Built for Speed! No, take my tip! Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Chris. The Manish Boys, which was David Bowie's probably first single release. I just didn't have time to do all the research, sorry. But released in March of 1965. Take My Tip, I believe the A-side was... Yeah, the A-side was I Pity the Fool. And that's off the Parlophone label. Again, it was the Manish Boys, David Bowie's, I think, first single that he released. Chiba Nico, with Built for Speed, off of their Greatest Hits LP that you can get off of Mooncat Party Records. They are from New Jersey, which is okay. And good luck to the cat who's a Jenny cat that's going back to starting school this school year. Yeah, all I can hear in the background is a backhoe digging my street again. Some Beacon Street Union with The Clown Died in Marvin Gardens. That comes off the album The Clown Died in Marvin Gardens from 1968, an MGM release. Yeah, it's been one of those weeks and it's only Wednesday right now. So yeah, there you go. That's the second set of the show. As I said, we will have a second hour this week. I'm going to go have some coffee as I drop the next group of songs in and go a little crazy. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box.
messing with the devil, you know. You can't let go.
Something completely different.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed!
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you 'cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I want to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see. And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Hey, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way and then what do you know? Saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
Another way you're so good.
Look at her, she thinks she's so damn brilliant. Cha! Uses big words with bisyllables. Think conceivable, she'll understand them all. Does she know? Inexplicable. No, does she even get it? Ba ba da ba ba ba. But she doesn't sweat it. Inconceivable. People say she's just a pompous ass. You know, it's such a fake eye. Thank you.
just finished up that set with some Sorrows, with Play This Song on the Radio, which I did. You can get that off of their album, Love Too Late, the real album, because on Big Star Records. They originally released that sometime, I think, in the late 70s, early 80s maybe, Love Too Late, and the record label then got their hands on it and decimated it on them. Sometimes that's what happens with the labels. They tend to make good records into bad records. But not Big Stir, not Red on Red, not Rumbar. Those are wicked good labels, including Wicked Cool. So, yes, wicked good music. We started things off with Little Billy Lost with Dancing with the Devil You Know. On drums there is Schmidt E. Schmitty. We know him. They from Boston, Mass. That's a self-released of their own single, so please make sure you check out Bandcamp. Little Billy Lost, Dancing with the Devil You Know. Sheb Woolley, because I just sort of like lost my mind. Actually, I heard the song a few days ago and it just stuck in my ear. Purple People Eater, which was released in 1958 on the MGM label. MGM originally was not going to release that until an acetate started making its way around the office and a lot of young people were listening to it and bebopping to it. And they smartened up and decided, you know what, maybe we should put this out. And it did chart. But let's move on. The Zippers with You're So Strange from Backdoor Man Records, 1977. Because, yes, I'm a little strange. What can I tell you? The Chelsea Curve with their new release, Inconceivable, that you can get off of Red on Red Records. So please make sure you check that out. Chelsea Curve should be rock. They are rock stars. They are. What can I tell you? All right. Enough of me. I'm rambling. Let's just get back to the music and a public service announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live at the National Butt Out Finals. AJ Langer is all fired up. And there he goes. It's out. He put his butt out in 2.6 seconds. Lori is with AJ. Lori?
AJ, how did you get your butt out so quick?
Well, I learned the hard way. I burnt the house down.
If you smoke, put it out. All the way. Every time. Smoking is the number one cause of preventable home fire deaths. Check out usfa.dhs.gov/smoking. A message from the U.S. Fire Administration and firefighters everywhere.
When the sun shines.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Kept your
with Fox on the Run, comes off their LP Desillusion Boulevard, released on RCA back in 1974. The Beatles with Rain, one of the first instances of something being played backwards. It's the B-side of Paperback Writer single released back on Capitol in 1966. I have it as a 45. Didn't make it to an album, I think, until like the compilation Hey Jude, released in 1968 in America. Some Come On, Come On by the Von Bondies off of their Pawn Shop Heart LP, released back in 2004. Come On, Come On being the theme song to Rescue Me, so with this week coming up, I thought that was a little bit appropriate to play some Von Bondies. And some Devo with Strange Pursuit off of Duty Now for the Future LP, 1979 release off of Warner Brothers. And some Lucy Ellis and Jeff Palmer with They Don't Know, their version of the Tracy Ullman song. I was like spacing for a second there, and I believe at the very end of the Tracy Ullman one is Paul McCartney's in the car with her. But they have a version of that song that you can get off of Rumbar Records, the compilation XOXOXO Volume 1, which is getting a lot of play. So good for Malibu Lou for putting that one together.